Some German workers are getting more industrious. As part of a new labor agreement, certain employees at automaker Daimler Chrysler have agreed to increase their work week from 35 to 40 hours. A shorter work week, especially in France and Germany, is seen as evidence of a better quality of life. But sluggish economies have increased pressure for workers to put in more hours. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris has the story.
The number of hours Germans work each week fell 25% over the past three decades, partially as compensation instead of higher wages, and partially in response to legislation.
Ernst? Hallo?
Outside Daimler Chrysler's Stuttgart headquarters during the negotiations, Silke Ernst, an employee representative, said a shorter work week keeps more people working.
It's not just a symbol, it saves jobs. If we would go to 40 hours, it would cost thousands of jobs in our plants.
The new deal with Daimler protects 6,000 jobs in its Mercedes division until 2012. But the management says it won an important victory in worker hours. Assembly line workers will still spend 35 hours a week building cars, but will give up some time off for company training. All research and development staff now can be required to work up to 40 hours a week. This deal is the latest indication that the trend toward fewer working hours has reversed. Recently, Siemens increased hours at two plants without a raise in pay. A dozen other German companies are considering similar measures. Raymond Torres of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says there's a common thread.
These enterprises are having problems of international competitiveness. Some of them have even said that on current trends, they would prefer to outsource their activities to other countries.
During the negotiations, Daimler Chrysler had been threatening to move some production of C-Class Mercedes cars from its biggest plant near Stuttgart to South Africa and to Bremen in northern Germany, where local laws allow employees to work the equivalent of two more weeks a year. Even the German government is moving toward a 42-hour work week as a way to reduce its deficit. Gernot Nerb of Munich's Institute for Economic Research says the country is still paying the bill for uniting East Germany with West.
The reunification costs are tremendous, and at the beginning the idea was to pay perhaps for 5 years, but soon we have realized that even after 10 years, we have to pay probably for another 10 years. Without the reunification, of course, the government would be in a much better situation.
Analysts say just extending hours alone won't bring either the government or corporations all the savings they're looking for. Daimler Chrysler wants to change working hours to gain flexibility. Those research and development employees, who now can be required to work up to 40 hours a week, can also be told to work as few as 30. Assembly workers say what's most important is to maintain their income. Ismaili Enver has built cars for Daimler Chrysler for 13 years.
If my employer says, all right, we do 40 hours a week, I'd agree. But they have to keep our salary where it is. For me, it wouldn't be such a big deal because I'll retire in a few years anyway. But I'm worried about what my daughter will do.
His 16-year-old daughter Ellie is already an assembly line apprentice at Daimler Chrysler. Enver says he'll consider it an insult if the company can't find a permanent job for her, hopefully with the same mixture of security and compensation he's enjoyed for so long. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.